Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Whew. Here on Herb Talk, it's about empowerment, so that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I ready to roll. Thank you for joining us on American Voice Radio. We're going to be talking about the future. Is it exciting or is it scary? Maybe a little of both. We're going to look at it. And also, we're going to talk about one of my favorite herbs, peppermint, and what you could do with peppermint. It's got lots of power. Also, if we get time, we may get into some bone health and maybe even some female issues.
So we got lots on the table here. And we do have a quack report. But first, don't forget, coming up a week from tonight, we're going to be talking with vaccine expert, attorney expert, Alan Phillips is going to be with us. He's been with us before. He's a vaccine attorney right here in Raleigh, North Carolina, or I think he's moved recently to Asheville. So I think he's now in Asheville. But he's going to be giving us a heads up on a new H.R. 2232 introduced to the feds. Of course, they want to regulate vaccines and cause all kinds of mayhem. So we're going to talk about that and what we can do about it. You know, obviously, there's got to be a plan. I got one in my back pocket just in case. But we're going to talk with him on Thursday, so I hope you can be here. Big salute and Semper Fi, righteous men and women in uniform. We're lifting them up in prayer. And, of course, I lift all of this nation up in prayer, and I pray for God's righteousness and deliverance from all this insanity. And we need some righteous men of valor with wisdom and knowledge to lead. And that's what I'm praying for, a righteous leader. You know what happens, according to Scripture, when God's really mad at a nation? You know what he does? Well, he sends them women to rule over them. Just keep that in mind the next time you go to vote. Yep. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. I know, it wasn't to be racist or anything. It's just what's in the Bible, just being factual about it. All right. My engineer's like, uh-oh. Well, we're going to talk about vaccines real quick in the quack here. Vaccine-induced brain damage, apparently. It's a syndrome called VIBDS. Impaired cognitive function. They say, you know, you could get that from vaccines, similar to the cognitive impairment caused by chemotherapy. It is known across the medical establishment as post-chemotherapy cognitive impairment, so if you're under that. But apparently, the vaccine-induced neurological damage can be, you know, consistent with that. Apparently, it could cause people to have they're incapable of original thought, apparently. Also, logical thought. So most infectious disease outbreaks occur among children who, get this, already been vaccinated. So we'll talk with Alan on Thursday about some things on that. Last but not least, in the quack report, we have research confirming that salt isn't so bad, well, the right kind. The notion that all salt was bad for you started around 1972, but it was some flimsy science that it was a hypothesis is what it was. New York Times did a story. They published an article in 2011 said that that was junk science and that not all salt's bad for you. So evidence on some studies that were published over the past 2 years are suggesting that if you restrict your salt, you can increase your likelihood of dying prematurely, according to Gary Taboos of the New York Times. So if we are to eat just a little salt, you know, according to what the USDA and the CDC and the FDA recommend, they say now that could be harming you rather than helping you. So if we go back to the study that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 2011, it revealed salt intake appears to have no effect on hypertension or cardiovascular disease risk. So sodium restriction sometimes can create some undesirable effects, according to some more research. It can cause or can make you more susceptible to increased insulin resistance, also activate some sort of renine angiotensin system. It can cause an antigen problem. And also can increase the sympathetic nerve activity. So that's, you know, I always say Celtic sea salt, a sun-dried whole salt, nothing's been taken away. So it's just the way you should have it. That's what the ancients used. And you can use that without increasing your risk of hypertension. Been using it for 30 years. My blood pressure's perfect. So you can check that out. Also, if you need a little help strengthening the cardio, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have the heart formula along with the Celtic salt. And if you worry about having toxicity due to vaccines, there's also lots of detox options there at thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the quack report.
Okay.
Thank Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about the future. Some people say the future is really exciting. It's going to be really exciting. And some people say, I think it's scary. Maybe it's a little of both. Because if we take a look at the futuristic reality shows, they have the potential actually of playing out across the United States and even the globe as a reality. Because everywhere you turn, there's to be talk of more technology that attempts to either, you know, enhance or even downright replace activities done by people. Now, some of us can remember when VCRs were considered technically advanced pieces of equipment. Remember that? Yeah, that and the Pong game that you got at Christmas when you were in the 70s. So the new generation of technology is not only has it have to provide efficiency, but it also seems to have to present a challenge, because the gadget freaks out there, they like a challenge, and they like their gizmos to throw them a curve. And it seems that when you master the operation of the new gadget, well, then it's obsolete. So we have to wonder what futuristic stuff is kept private and not for public knowledge or use, and what disadvantages will the majority experience as technology, which is birthed by science, moves ahead at warp speed. So we're going to take a look at this. So if we forward think here, the companies with the deep pockets encourage a lot of forward thinking way outside the box. So creativity meets science head on in the future world of technology. Now, I once heard an engineer complain about architects, and he said, now you can draw the Empire State Building upside down on paper, but doesn't mean you can build it. But the technology of the future is about weirdness and pushing the limits past normal. So according to the technology sector, the goal of the microchip is to become the zero chip. Have you heard this? Oh, yeah, which means more data on smaller chips. In other words, tiny brains, which think big. So according to futuristic expert Brian Johnson, he says the goal is to make the computer so small it can be housed in anything, such as a contact lens. So the technology already exists to use nearly invisible atom-powered transistors to replace the chips. And then there's the brain reading thing out there. One of the accomplishments neuroscience wants is to conquer mind reading with machines. And this is not a new goal. They've been working on this for nearly half a century. So the new machines work on decoding electrical brain waves, and they are hoping to be able to read people's minds as easily as tuning in a radio station. Of course, the research will suggest, you know, this is being done to, you know, give, be able to give the voice to stroke and dementia patients and people with other neurological diseases. Well, that's fine. But the researchers at the University of California say that they're getting closer to this reality and have given it a name. They are calling it neurohacking. So hijacking someone's thoughts without their knowledge is also the ultimate goal. But it gets even worse, where they want to be able to, with the machines, manipulate the thoughts of people. So this would be the ultimate advertising and marketing tool to affect the wants and desires of people. And they've named it already. They call it neuromarketing. So imagine the deadly complications such as a device like this could have, like, you know, if it influences or convinces someone that they should have a product that contains peanuts when they're allergic to peanuts, right? Okay, and so what all about this, all this new data? Because the age of information, data is really as good as gold, okay? So having access to data is power, and it consists of human preferences, habits, and even relationships. So mining and storing the data is becoming easier and faster with new technology. So your data is an optimized commodity. So the more data available, it's easier it is to use keywords to optimize searches to narrow in and target accurate information. So technology is on its way to replacing independent decision making, which means whoever controls the data controls everything else. Well, I'm going to take a quantum leap here. because technology has been evolving in the field of quantum science. And I'm still trying to wrap my brain around the Google car that drives itself, but now we have computers so complex that they don't require wires or circuits, just energy generated by light and sound. So this is the field of quantum electrodynamics, or QED, which harnesses the interaction between matter and light. And in this application, the physicist uses sound-activated phonons generating quantum vibrations to motor the machines. Now, physicists at MIT are using the zero chips in quantum technology, and it could be, you know, it could be that they develop an invisible computer that is active just by thinking about it. Something so small can be so powerful using atomic size power. Wow. An invisible computer is activated with just your thought. All right. Now, I haven't even got to the nanotechnology, because as technology gets smaller in size, it becomes larger than life. Scientists like the nanotechnology because of its precision. There are 25.4 million nanos in one square inch, and that's according to the National Nanotechnology Initiative. So medical science uses this technology to copy nature at its basic cellular level, attempting to either replicate or recreate it. So genetic codes are based in nanotechnology, and we will see more nano tools in the future as science blends nature with technology. And don't forget, if you have a problem learning another language, have no fear, because there's going to be an instant interpreter. Instant interpreter is a type of universal translator that will allow people to communicate instantly with each other better than the politicians at a UN summit. So the computer companies and the military intelligence agencies are working on this project for global use. The platform most likely used will be the mobile phones. So, you know, somebody speaks another language, it'll just come out as your native tongue. It's really wow. And then for those of you out there who like to play video games, you know what an avatar is. Avatars are computer game entities in a make-believe world, but DARPA has budgeted millions of dollars to make avatar robots a reality. So these physical avatars will take active roles in real life, and in some instances replace the human counterpart. So this kind of reminds me of the Stepford Wives. The medical industry and the military are embracing this technology and suggesting that people have an option to live life with a, quote, second life surrogate, a.k.a. avatar. And I'm not sure if this means replacing a deceased loved one with a robot or not, but it's sounds creepy to me. Anyway. But, you know, we should be flexible, right? We have to stay flexible, keep things open mind. That's what we're always told. There have been some groundbreaking advancements in electronics made into this thin layer of stretchable material similar to skin. The product can bend and be stretched around anything. So research suggests that they are making progress with having any damaged synthetic electronic skin to be able to repair itself. And this has huge implications for wearable devices. So this technology can be merged with most anything, even clothing for RFID tracking. So stretchable electronics have many applications, and Purdue University engineers report that the material can stretch 500% in length, retain its conductive properties, and then go back to its original shape. Well, according to the Technological Citizen, the virtual reality of today will be the reality of tomorrow. So this report was astonishing to me with its insights of what is ahead for mankind. According to them, there is a technological revolution underway involving nanotechnology, data hubs, robots, and artificial intelligence. So we are to expect over the next decade or two a complete reversal on the status quo of whom or what is in charge of Earth. They are calling it the non-biological intelligence phase, where humans can opt to transcend their biological limitations and become more robotic and technologically advanced. So the marketing on this has already started to circulate. They call it amplifying your creativity. And it's anticipated that the technological advancements will transform our society beyond belief. However, not suddenly, but gradually. So the co-founder of Sun Microsystems, his name's Bill Joy, he says the future won't need humans. Now that is a big concern. He stresses the importance of evaluating the ethical ramifications of all this technology before it is integrated into society. Well, I agree with that. And he goes on to say, the experiences of the atomic scientists clearly show the need to take personal responsibility, the danger that things will move too fast, and in a way in which will, you know, the processes can take on a life of its own. He says, we can, as they did, create insurmountable problems in almost no time flat. He says, we must do more thinking up front if we are not to be similarly surprised and shocked by the consequences of our inventions, end of quote. Well, Bill, take a breath. That's what he's saying to people out there. Take a breath, people, because it's, think about what you're doing. Well, let's flip the chip, because people need to decide which side of the nanochip or the microchip or the zero chip they want to be on. No doubt, technology makes life more convenient, but at what cost? In this era, that needs to be, you know, that kind of stuff needs to be reined in, as Mr. Joy pointed out, or it will become out of control. So we must think responsibly with our ideas and not create them just for creation's sake. We must always ask the question if the technology threatens God's creation. So if the answer is yes, well, then the decision is made for us. And there's going to come a time when everyone is going to be asked and will have to answer this question. What did you do to uphold the will of God and what he created? And the only right answer is all that I could. So the future does not look like it will be boring. No, no. So having a keen understanding is essential to be able to cope with this future. So the playing field will be changing and will require more from us than just keeping up with the changes in technology. So technology is quickly approaching the mark where it will rule over us if we let it. So counteract the need for more technology by being more self-sufficient. So would you rather have synthetic electronic skin monitoring your blood pressure, or would you rather use lifestyle and organic herbs to keep your cardiovascular system strong? Would you rather keep the organs you were born with and use herbs to cleanse and regenerate them? Or would you rather seek a transplant or a robot part? So exercise your options now while you have them and tap into the power of cleansing and immune boosting with herbs to strengthen the system. Now, Apothecary Herbs has some powerful herbal formulas instead of the toxic prescription drugs for blood pressure and osteoporosis. They have things for arthritis, diabetes, incontinence, digestion, headaches, prostate, and a whole lot more. So you can get your free product catalog by calling this number, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Their website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there, type in herbtalklive.com, but that's where your healthcare options just became endless, right? Okay, spring, perfect time to do your organ cleansing, regenerating those organs, right? Make them strong and clean, and you can save 20% on the organ body cleanses. There's a tab, whole section. Click on the tab at thepowerherbs.com, and everything on that page you'll save 20% off on with this coupon, CLEAN15. So CLEAN15, minimum order is $20. That's it. and you want to hurry because this offer ends the 25th. So the last day to do the ordering for your savings for your cleanses is on the 25th, Monday the 25th, Memorial Day. And I hope everybody out there has a fantastic, safe, and healthy Memorial Day. And I know people are going to just, you know, honor our veterans and lift people up in prayer, and that's always good. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's empowering. Prayer is empowering. The strength of prayer can't be underestimated, you know, because the Bible says prayer of the faith saves the sick and prayers of the righteous availeth much. So seek the Lord's face, mind the time. You never waste a single minute when you're praying with the Lord. It's just a blessing and a half. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and if you're on the website, thepowerherbs.com, checking it out. Don't forget to sign up for the newsletters, HealthQuest and the American Survival Newsletter. They are free, and they will empower you each and every week with information that you can share with family and friends. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and you'll get, you know, empowering financial information, political information, of course, health information. And then if you just want the health stuff, then the HealthQuest goes out on Fridays, and that's all about, you know, natural therapies and things like that. So check that out. Plus, you get some discounts, discount coupons from time to time, just being a subscriber, some special offers. So you can sign up for free and see if you like it. Check it out. And it won't cost you anything. And you might just like the information. And a lot of people do. They give us feedback. And, of course, if you look on the website, you'll see some of the feedback testimonials of people who have subscribed to the newsletters. So always good stuff. All right, we got just a few minutes before we have to take a bottom of the hour break, but we're going to be talking about one of my favorite herbs with lots of power, and people just, you know, don't think much of peppermint. They think of it as, you know, a flavor for gum or breath mints, you know. But there's a lot you can do with peppermint. People say, you know, it's just good for freshening breath, and the ancients knew that peppermint was good for a whole lot of things. And scientists have tried to synthetically replicate a peppermint, and to a point they have done it, but it's not the same. Man doesn't try to steal God's copyright and get away with it, you know. So there's a lot of valuable alkaloids and medicinal properties in mint, and actually consumers buy a lot of it. 1 million cups of peppermint tea are sold each day around the world. That's a lot of tea. And peppermint tea is really the third most popular tea after black tea and chamomile. So we're going to take a look at peppermint and improve our health with this single herb. Can you imagine? You can do so much with this herb. Just one? You just had to have one? Well, peppermint's from the mint family and was a hybrid of spearmint and water mint, which appeared in England around the 16th century. And prior to its debut of peppermint, all the mint was thought to be one plant, just mint, in 1696. But we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about peppermint. And, you know, the English started using peppermint. They made it popular. They used it for medicinal uses in the mid-1700s. But soon after that, America followed in England's footsteps using mint. It was introduced to the Native American Indian, even. So peppermint was cultivated all over the world, and it was the menthol in the mint that was discovered by a chemist in the late 1800s. Now, in the ancient kingdoms of the world, a sprig of mint accompanied all the feasts. It was soothing to the digestive system, especially the stomach. So it helped with belching, gas, overeating, and things like that. Now, Egypt introduced mint to Palestine, where it was an herb that it was accepted as a payment for taxes. How'd you like that? So the Bible refers to mint. It was used as a currency to pay tithes in Luke chapter 11. Now, from the Holy Land, mint spread to Greece. Both the Greeks and the Romans added mint to milk to prevent spoilage, and use it as a digestive aid. Now, some ancient healers used mint for a variety of conditions, from hiccups to leprosy. But the Chinese used mint for digestion, coughs, colds, and fevers. The Germans especially loved using mint for digestion and gout conditions. The English... and to reduce... in Iceland, in their pharmacopoeia in the 13th century, and throughout all the ancient world, both spearmint and peppermint were used for similar benefits. However, peppermint was more pleasant to the taste and was more potent than the spearmint. Now, America currently grows more peppermint than any other country. So most people are aware that peppermint contains the menthol, but some don't know that the menthol is an alcohol. So menthol can be synthetically reproduced, so that it's really important to verify if your menthol in your products is organic or synthetic. So menthol has an uncanny ability to topically numb nerve endings and reduce pain, reduce itching, and offer a cooling sensation. So the early 1880s, it was discovered that menthol in mint is an active germicide and offered anesthetic properties. So menthol vapors have been used in rubs and inhalants for congestion and hay fever and asthma. And more Sure products, make sure your products, when you look at them, do not contain a dementholized peppermint oil, as it is only good for a flavoring and is really not for use as a medicinal. And it's very common for American companies to use an adulterated dementholized peppermint oil or a camphor oil or a cedar oil in their mint products. So the natural menthol that's found in peppermint is safe according to the FDA. However, you don't want to ingest manufactured pure menthol or it's going to poison you. All right, let's look at some uses. Peppermint has been used for common digestive ailments because it has this antispasmodic effect on the smooth muscles of the digestive tract, so it stops spasming and stomach aches. So the tannins in peppermint will shrink swelling and inflammation of the stomach, so it's really good for ulcers. And other benefits from mint are that it is antimicrobial and antiviral, which would explain why you want to use it for things like herpes and West Nile virus. Here's some studies on peppermint. Not only does it work well as a digestive aid, but the menthol in peppermint and also on spearmint, the carvone that is found in spearmint, work to soothe the smooth muscle lining of your digestive tract, also prevent the spasms, reduce heartburn, and reflux. So a German study gave 45 people with chronic digestive problems. They were given either a placebo or an over-the-counter product made with peppermint oil and caraway oil called Enterplant. So the peppermint product was taken 3 times a day with meals, and after just 4 weeks, the people using the herbal product had a 95% improvement in their digestive health, and 63% said no more pain. And those on the placebo had no change in their digestive health. Another German study, similar effects, or similar herbal aid, which contained fennel, and it produced similar results, but in just 2 weeks. So peppermint with the fennel. I love peppermint and fennel, one of my favorites to add together. The fennel is good for really cutting down on gas and bloating and distended stomachs. And the peppermint's really good for any pain and, as you already know, for improving the digestive juices. Now, the German Commission recommends peppermint for digestive ailments. Russia also has done research. They say use peppermint to prevent stomach ulcers because it stimulates bile secretion. All right, a lot of people use peppermint for irritable bowel syndrome. There was a study in Britain using it for that, for chronic spastic colon disease, for any kind of bloating and flatulence and heartburn and diarrhea, constipation, and nausea. They said that the peppermint oil helped because it was able to penetrate and reach the colon. So it is an anesthetic. The ancients were correct. It does have the ability to deliver pain relief like an anesthetic. Many of your over-the-counter creams and rubs like Bengay contain some peppermint compounds, and the Germany Commission approves of the use of peppermint for muscle aches. Throat lozenges such as Cepacol and also a lot of lotions for bug bites and rashes will contain peppermint as a pain reliever and to reduce irritation. It has also been used for colds. It's good for cold remedy. The menthol vapor from peppermint helps shrink swollen passages to improve breathing. And the ingredient that you see a lot of times in nasal sprays, like your Afrin and Vicks vapor rug, has peppermint. The FDA says it's a remedy as a decongestant for the common cold. And an English study used peppermint on 20 patients with coughs, and they found that the natural cough suppressant was in the menthol from peppermint. So you'll find that in Halls, Luden's, Ricola, Robitussin, and Vicks cough drops. You'll find peppermint in there. Also, some of the laboratory studies found that the peppermint oil kills many types of bacteria, including herpes simplex, which causes those cold sores and genitalia herpes as well. So this research validates what the ancients were using peppermint for, not only to treat bronchitis, but also to kill bacteria in wounds and in sores. Now, they did use peppermint for female issues. Herbalist Nicholas Culpepper said peppermint was good for that. It has an antispasmodic action, so it helps stop the cramping of the uterine muscle. And he says, beware of the medicinal concentrations of peppermint. It can stimulate a menstruation. So if you don't want your menstruation coming on, don't overdo peppermint. He says also pregnant women should use ginger root instead of peppermint for morning sickness and use an extremely diluted version. Or if they don't have the ginger, use a diluted version of the peppermint to very weak peppermint tea. Women with a history of miscarriage or other pregnancy problems should not be using peppermint while they're pregnant. So just to give you an example, I like to use peppermint with the fennel and the ginger root for nausea. And those three together, if you mix them together, take doses of them at the same time, you will stop the vomiting viruses that typically go around from time to time in the preschools and the school system with the kids. If you get the dysentery or the diarrhea going with it, then I just add some slippery elm inner bark. So if you're looking for any of those digestive herbs, they are on the powerherbs.com website under their digestion tab. Or if you have their product catalog, just turn to the page that talks about digestive relief, and you can see how organic you can get and succeed at stopping all those problems without any toxicity. All right, we have some time, and so we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? I think we're going to be talking about some, well, we could talk about bone health, because I think the cervical issue, the cancer issue, the female thing is more of a detailed segment, so we're going to save that for next time. So let's talk about bones. How about that? Yes. Medical community has women, especially premenopausal women, thinking that their bones are in the process of demineralizing and developing osteoporosis. They scare women to death a lot of times. According to the National Osteoporosis Foundation, women are more at risk of developing poor bone health than men. So women are told that their risk is extremely high and that they will experience broken bones due to osteoporosis because it's inevitable. I say poo on that. It's not inevitable. Essentially, the women are told that the risk of, you know, cancer, uterine, ovarian, and breast cancer put all together is equal to the female osteoporosis risk. Do you believe that? There are over, they say, 10 million Americans with weak bones, and we're told that 80% are female. Petite women are often brainwashed to accept that they will be an osteoporosis patient as they go through life. So it's not a given fact that a woman over 50 who are postmenopausal will have bone health issues. However, the U.S. Department of Health would have us believe that by the year 2020, 50% of Americans are going to have osteoporosis. So don't let allopathic health care scare you or push you to take drugs or other tests, various other medical things, until you investigate this whole thing thoroughly. Let's look at more statistics. The National Osteoporosis Foundation states that for every two women over 50, that one will develop osteoporosis. Now, the statistics on men is lower, one in four men over 50. Other than lifestyle or diet, what could be contributing to the weak bones? Well, according to the medical science, the risk is developing brittle bones, being overweight, drinking too much alcohol, smoking, sedentary lifestyle, the diet, too much caffeine and processed salt and red meat, not enough fruits and vegetables, not enough real calcium and vitamin D in the diet. So certainly diet is important, but what else could be making us vulnerable to bone disease? Well, there's drugs, right? Medicine admits that steroids, corticosteroids, glucocorticosteroids, can cause bone loss. And these drugs mess with your hormones, but are often prescribed for rheumatoid arthritis. So they're prescribed also for inflammatory diseases, for asthma, Crohn's disease, which is bowel inflammation, lupus, an autoimmune disease, and even allergies. So the drugs given to prevent even organ transplant rejection and cancer are also known to hurt the bones. And these drugs are often given with steroids. So you won't have to be, you know, on these medications very long to create bone loss. Just 5 milligrams for 3 to 4 months is going to do it. Other drugs or over-the-counter products which can weaken the bones are going to be antacids, seizure medications, chemotherapy drugs, premenopausal drugs, thyroid drugs, breast cancer drugs, drugs to grow your hair, cyclosporine, hormone replacement drugs, anticoagulants, antidepressant drugs, especially for manic depression, hyperactivity, and aggression, those kind of drugs, contraceptive drugs, immune suppressants, gastroesophageal reflux or GERD drugs, diabetic medicines, and, you know, the list. So in the 1980s, scientists discovered a trace mineral. It's called boron. And studies proved boron was essential for plants to be healthy. It's also essential for us to be healthy. So nearly 100 years later, it was discovered that boron plays a vital role in the metabolic mechanism for healthy bones. So what happens if you don't have adequate amounts of boron? What happens? Well, you will experience an exodus of your calcium and magnesium through your urine. So as you lose the boron, a rapid stage of demineralization takes place, which causes severe osteoporosis. Women who are premenopausal are at a higher risk of osteoporosis if they begin to lose boron. And I say if. So boron will also protect you against fluoride and also helps the body balance hormones. So boron affects the regulation of the estrogen and the testosterone, which, as you know, plays a role with regard to strong bones. So our hormones are involved in the growth, the maintenance, the repair of the tissues, including bone cells. Science also suspects that boron influences the absorption of the vitamin D for strong bones. Therefore, osteoporosis is a diet problem, and diets with prescription drugs can be a problem. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Mark Hegstead. He's professor of nutrition at Harvard University. He says, "You need magnesium, boron, phosphorus, silicon, etc., as much as you need a calcium supplement for maintaining the healthy state of all your bones. Not just the hard outer layer, but the layer, the spongy bone on this in the inside, that's even part of your spine and your distal forearm where osteoporosis frequently will occur." He says, "I'm certain that boron can prevent or even stop osteoporosis." And yes, and you don't want to get isolated boron because then you're not going to get the right amount. The body's really picky on how it gets the boron, and we're going to cover that in a minute. So there are ways to fine-tune the lifestyle to help protect your bones. For instance, you want to watch the refined sugar It will displace that phosphorus in your body, preventing proper absorption of calcium and further deplete the calcium from the bone. So the other culprit is dairy products, because it gives you a false sense of having strong bones with the right calcium. Cow's milk, your cheese, your yogurt, your ice cream, and so forth, the milk product will cause an alkaline environment which prevents proper absorption of calcium, and you're not going to develop strong bones by consuming these milk products. And by the way, cheese, 10 times the concentration of milk. So for strong bones, you really need calcium, boron, and magnesium in the way the body likes it. It likes it in a 2-to-1 ratio, which is usually found in green leafy vegetables, some of your citrus like oranges, and of course some herbs. So you don't find it in a synthetic wannabe supplement, okay, because it's not going to have that right ratio. And cow's milk is 10 times calcium and not enough magnesium and totally no boron there. So instead of cow's milk, you might want to try vinegar. Your organic apple cider vinegar has magnesium, which helps for proper uptake of calcium and creates more of an acidic environment that the calcium needs for absorption. So if you're not absorbing enough calcium, you might want to take some vinegar with each meal and try to get the unprocessed vinegar, the Bragg or the Spectrum brand. It has the sediment in it, and about an ounce with each meal should do it. Now, for naturally strong bones, you also need organic sources of vitamin D and silica. Now, the sun can also give you your vitamin D, but you'll also need to find, you can find it in cod liver oil, herring, mackerel, sardines, tuna. Now, silica you find in the earth and in the plant foods, giving the plant strength and firmness. It also gives that strength and firmness to our bones and to our cartilage and all the connective tissues, even our arteries and our skin. So foods that you're going to find high in silica are going to be beetroot, lettuce, cucumbers, carrots, broccoli, almonds, beans, alfalfa, and onions. So if you select your calcium-rich plants, you're also going to see that they have silica in there. They're going to have the boron and magnesium and the calcium and all in the right ratio. It's the perfect source because it has that uptake that the body likes to see. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they do send out a free calcium food list if you want to beef up your diet with these foods. And it's free of charge. You can just give them a call or send them an email off their website, and they can either email it to you or throw it in the snail mail, and you can have that and kind of, you know, when you go grocery shopping, get more of those foods. Now, bones like to regenerate, and there are some powerful herbs that can help them do that. So these herbs will have your trace minerals of boron and magnesium and calcium and phosphorus and silica in them, but in that right ratio for the proper uptake and absorption. These herbs are going to be horsetail, oat straw, comfrey root, and lobelia herb. So our bodies are always changing, and many things can alter how our bodies work. And with all the stress and the pollution and radiation and Wi-Fi and all these things, it's a wonder our bodies work at all. But our diet is our primary source of health, and we have control over that, total control over that. So don't try to substitute your trace minerals. Try to get it, if you can, in your food sources. And if you're not getting enough, then you want to get a whole food supplement that has that ratio balance. And so that's what you want to look for. Don't try to substitute your trace minerals of boron and magnesium with a bunch of chemical supplements or synthetic derivatives, because you will exceed 2 milligrams per day, and you might get things like nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, a skin rash, and even fatigue. So if you eat boron found naturally in foods and in herbs, guess what? You can consume up to 41 milligrams per day with no side effects, because it's a whole food thing. It's not a synthetic. So you'll want to get your nutrition in your foods. If you feel you're depleted, make sure that your supplement is a whole food supplement. It's made from plants. It's made from food sources. It's not synthetic isolated chemicals, okay? So call Apothecary Herbs if you're interested in learning more about their whole food supplement line. made from organic herbs, certified organic herbs, that won't undermine your bone health or any health at all, give them a call. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., and many of you are, we hear from Canadians a lot. We hear from people in the U.K. and Australia as well. That number is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit us online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options became endless, and if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. Definitely check that out. Don't forget, they have a 20% off for Memorial Day. They have 20% off savings on the organ cleansing products. So you can click on their organic body cleanser products on their website, and everything on that page is 20% off if you use this coupon, which is CLEAN15, CLEAN15. It is on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com, but if you don't have internet, just remember CLEAN, the number 15, and you can mention that over the phone, or if you're mailing in an order, just write it on your order form and save 20% on your organ cleansing products. So don't despair. There's savings, and you'll empower yourself. Awesome stuff. All right, don't forget, coming up a week from tonight, we're going to be talking with Alan Phillips. He's our vaccine attorney right here in the state of North Carolina, and he wants to present this information called Federal H.R. 2232. Basically, it's a plan to, I think they've called it the Vaccine All Children Act of 2015. I think they've dubbed it that. And so he's going to talk about the dangers of this proposal, because this comes from the federal government. And the federal government, if I have my facts straight, wants to have all the states adopt it if they want to continue to receive subsidy money, which is a bribe, by the way. So we got to talk about that on the show next Thursday night with Alan and see what we can do. I'm sure if you want to write your opinion to the powers that be, you could do that. And because, you know, just remember what Dr. Carley would always say. Instead of saying they're going to vaccinate you against disease, replace against with the word with. They're going to vaccinate you with disease. And that's why vaccinated kids come down with the diseases they're supposedly vaccinated against all the time. Definitely. Definitely check that out. So if you have a health topic you'd like me to cover on the show, don't be shy. Send that to me through the website at thepowerherbs.com. We'll try to work that into the show. We hear from you folks quite a bit. We thank you for your feedback. It makes the show better. Okay. So we try to give you information that will empower your lives out there, make you savvy consumers, healthier people, of course, and all the wiser. That's what I say. Knowledge is power. Of course it is. So you can send me an email, and I'll see what I can do. Absolutely, absolutely. Don't forget to get a free product catalog, powerherbs.com, or download their PDF version off the website at thepowerherbs.com, which you can get there, type in herbtalklive.com, get you there as well. All right, so Memorial Day is coming up. I hope you have a safe and healthy Memorial Day. Whatever you do, don't overdo it. Don't get sunburned. Don't drink too much beer. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.